Arriba Abajo, El Centro Pa Dentro. Welcome to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami.
All right.
Welcome back
to the bonus episode
to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami. What's up, man? I can't even say that with a straight face. What's going on, Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami? Yo, this is one of your co-hosts, DJ Don Julio. Over here, we got my boy,
Lucius, baby, bringing a dark chocolate city up in this bitch. You already know. Listen, if you got it.
Welcome back to the bonus episode, man. Yo.
If you haven't tuned in to our previous episode, go ahead and be sure to go ahead and tune into that shit because that shit is lit. We already fucked up.
Yo, we have been nonstop drinking. Like,
we just emptied that whole bottle ourselves.
So you know the shit that we're going to tell you.
I don't drink. And look at this.
The shit that we're going to tell you is truth. It's nonstop facts.
Triple sec. That shit's sturdy.
Ooh, man. It's not. It's nonstop facts, man. You know, it ain't bullshit. Now, for this bonus episode, we're going to talk about situations to where you with a particular female and
you just so happen
to like her friend a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
It's still more than what you like your girl.
Yo, what the fuck do you do in that situation, bro? Like, what?
What do you do? I have an idea.
Like, whenever you with your chick and then you like, you know, they make there's a lot of, it happens a lot on social media where they're like, yo, when you with your man.
They compare
and
a
then,
lot. They
and
compare.
And then you see your man's boys and it's like.
Yeah, it's like, you know, at that point it's like, your eyes are open.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, like fuck, those are your boys? Why are you the least attractive one out of everybody? Fuck. I don't fucked up. What do you do whenever it's the guy's right?
So
the guy's route.
So whenever I see, like, let's say I'm talking to this, I'm dating this one chick, right? We're not official. And we're talking, right? And I see her friends more attractive. And this happened. You know, this has happened.
Oh, yes, this has happened. I remember this.
I was talking to this one chick and her friend. I was like, holy shit. Oh, my God. Her friend is just stunning. Her friend was single. I was manipulating the situation.
What's popping?
So, long story short, what I did was I became colder with the girl that I was talking to.
Ooh.
And I started talking to the other one.
Ooh.
But I made sure that I had some form of communication with the girl that I liked. Really liked her friend. So like if I was with the girl that I was, you know, seeing whatever, I would be like, okay, I'll walk up to her friend, like, hey, what's up? This, that, and the other. You know, make
damn,
jokes.
Damn, that is some cold-blooded
I'll make her laugh. We'll exchange phone numbers or we'll exchange Instagram. That'll be my form of communication right there, locked in. From there, her friend that I was originally talking to, I mean, we weren't exclusive, right? So there's no, like, I'm not cheating. We're not exclusive. So we're... So I distance myself, but she doesn't question me. She doesn't question my distance. So I'm like, you know what? She doesn't question my distance. So fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and message her friend.
Yeah, you need.
She's not
going to
tell me anything about it. She didn't tell me anything about it. And I go after it. And that's that. That's how I do it. I mean, how do you do it? Like, how do you approach it?
Unfortunately, I've never come across that scenario, right? I've never come across a scenario to where it's just like her friends were that much like more attractive. Maybe they were on the same level or maybe slightly below, but I've never encountered it. But I've been unfortunate enough to where I've always dated the alpha.
You already know what happens when you date the alpha.
So here, let me split this up, right? Whenever it comes to guys, it's very loose. There's sometimes there's an alpha, sometimes there's just a lot of alphas that just get along. females, there's always that one chick.
That one chick that controls
that runs shit.
Yeah.
And she might not even know it, but she runs shit. Like,
she runs it.
You don't fucking step on her toes. You just don't do it. I've unfortunately, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I've always dated like the chick that, yo, she runs shit. So her friends are immediately
off limits.
Off limits. ASAP. The second that you mess with the alpha's freaking significant other, you're cut off basically as a female from the group.
Yeah.
So when you're in said group and you're a chick, you know what? You know the shitty part is? You might not even know that that other girl is the alpha until you realize that the guy that she broke up with, none of y'all can date him. You might not even know that until that scenario. That's the fucked up part. But the chicks that I've dated have been the alphas, so that immediately makes all the other girls like off limits. So I haven't really encountered said scenario, so I can't really speak too much on it. But I can speak to the fact to where if it's not the alpha, yo, you just do kind of like what you said. You put distance between you and the person.
You finesse
that,
it. Yeah. You finesse it in a way, not that it's disrespectful.
You work your way up to the alpha.
Yeah. I mean, even then, like, it all really just depends on what you're attracted to, right? Because
you work your way up there. You freaking figure out, like, yo, homegirl right here. You know how dudes or females that date like the entire squad? There's a levels to that shit. You got to work yourself up to the boss.
Yep.
You know, you got to figure it out. You know, all right, you dated homeboy number one. How to date homeboy number two, homeboy number three. He leads the shit, so obviously he going to get his eventually.
Yep.
You know, same thing with the females. Just like, yo, you can't start off right at the top. If you do, it's too late. The rest of the chain is already broken.
Yeah.
But if you work your way up there, you know, it can happen.
Yeah.
And these scenarios, it's all about like figuring out what that person is attracted to, what makes that person tick, what it is that they're actually looking for. Are you looking for somebody? Or maybe you have good dick and the entire squad wants to try it.
Yep.
Maybe she has good pussy. All the boys deserve.
All the boys went, hey.
Hey, all the boys
what
deserve
what you talking about
this.
Over there? I don't the know. Boys, I'm yeah. I learned from experience.
You know?
Not by what you say.
So it's hard to say. It's hard to say how to work yourself up a chain of command.
I mean, or even like in the sense of like let's say, for example, not even for example, like if I like like her friend, like at the end of the day, even if she's the let's say I'm even dating the alpha, and she's not even all that fire.
So here's the next thing:
like her pussy's not that fire.
I feel like
at the end of the day, you know what? The way you finesse it is you just distance yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have to disconnect yourself so that you don't disrespect her.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Because you always want to be a gentleman.
You have to cut the cord before you can make the next move.
So from there you disconnect yourself from the situation. However that may be, it'll be different for everybody because there's so many different scenarios. But you disconnect yourself from that and then you go after the next one that you like. And then from there that's how you go after that. You know, I feel like you have to disconnect yourself from what you're currently doing.
It's only right.
Versus trying to use them all at the same time.
It's only right.
You know what I mean? Me personally, like with my values, I would rather disconnect myself and reconnect myself versus trying to plug myself into all of
this,
them at the same
mind
time.
You, this only works when it's a fresh relationship or a fresh dating or like you've only been dating the person for like maybe 2 weeks, under a month, under 2 months.
Right, exactly.
You can't do it after a year.
No.
Because
like, then that's fucked
Whoa,
up.
Whoa, yeah, you a fucked up individual.
That's fucked up.
That's us saying this. Like
us.
If you do that, yo, you are like, fucked up.
That's messed up.
That's some cold shit.
And like you gotta
respect it.
You gotta have some type of
respect. But that's some cold ass shit.
Yeah.
Like if your boy's been dating homegirl for like a year and he simped already for her, and now you fucking making your move.
Yeah, like, Come on.
But mind you, there's guy code and then there's girl code.
Yeah.
And guy code, I think guy code is held to a stricter standard than it is to girl code.
Yeah. I think a girl would like leave her friends for like for 100%.
Bro, girls cut off their friends whenever they're dating somebody.
Yeah.
Like this happens. Like, you know how girls are always just like, oh, like, you know,
yo,
he's always with his boys. He's always this and that.
I've been in scenarios where I like she would cut me off from her friends. Like she would cut me off her friends. And she would cut herself off from her friends.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want me around them. Because if they found out what type of guy I am,
girl code is not respected
exactly
as much as guy code. Guy code is just like, nah. Like, yo, this is you know,
listen, if you break that rule,
oh boy, you are fucking,
those are big consequences. Boy,
yes, those are huge consequences. You don't know how bad the consequences of breaking guy code are. Like guy code is the entire crew will make it a point for you to feel that shit.
Yeah.
Girl code is just like, you know, they just chatty behind your back. All the girls that you think are your friends, they'll
do it behind your back.
Yeah, they'll do it behind your back. No. The guys will fucking make it.
The guys, first of all, they'll
know. We'll make it evident. You might even get your ass beat low key. Yo, low key. Honestly. There's rules to that shit. Like, you know, you got to square up now. Like
you got to square up. Like
you fucked up.
Listen, you knew what was happening.
You fucked up, man. You know you fucked up. Chad,
you decided to do that.
You did this on your own right.
And yeah,
it's almost like on some gang shit. Like, yo, you don't fucked up, bro.
Why can't you use that name?
Chad. Chad. I don't know. I just felt it just felt right. Just Chad. Chad always fucking up, man. Fucking Chad. Yo, guy code is respected to a higher degree based off of your friend group. If you friends with, like, you know, some high level individuals, yo, you don't fucking break guy code, man. You just don't. You fucking don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Your mom might end up pregnant.
We definitely hold it. We definitely don't.
Miss Johnson.
I think, listen.
I'm a close friend of your son's.
Oh, there's guy code.
Yeah, guy code.
Guy code, I think, was invented before girl code.
Yeah, it was. It was. And because men always had like a certain standard.
Yeah, mind there's you, there's certain
there's some grimy
that,
motherfuckers out there. Yeah, there is.
There's grimy. There's grimy people that, like, you know, like you mentioned before, like there were scenarios where, like, your friends didn't allow you to get, like, not you, but like didn't allow a certain person to get away with a certain thing because they felt a certain way about the girl.
Yep.
So I was like, that's not guy code. You know, I mean? Like there's a certain, like, if you're in a group of individuals, there's a certain thing that you have to put up with regardless. So regardless of how you feel about, like, let's say,
yes,
if let's say you had a girl, right?
Yes, yes. There,
regardless
the guys
of
to the
how
degree,
close
yes.
I am with your yep. girl. If you were to tell me, listen, was I with you last night?
Yep.
I can be the best of friends with your girl.
Yep. Nah. 100%.
But if you ask me that question, I'm going to say yeah. Because that's a part of guy code.
Yes, right? Ma'am. Like,
there's no way that you're going to you're going to ask me, hey, I was with you last
you
night,
cannot,
right?
Yeah, you
and
cannot
I'm
gonna
be like,
the reason.
No, you weren't with me last night.
You breaking guy code. You breaking guy code so hard.
That is going to be a volcano ready to erupt from his end, from my end, from her end, all types of volcanoes. It's a huge fucking storm. So you know what? At the end of the day,
when your boy introduces,
guy code,
yes.
you it's guy code. Guy code, not guy and girl code.
Yeah, no. Code. It's guy code.
Girl code is girl code.
You know how, like, we talked about how certain friendships are stronger than other ones? Your friendship between the boys is always going to be stronger than your friendship with a female.
Yeah.
Because the only reason you would have a strong friendship with a female is because you're trying to smash.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. So if you as a guy, you had to lie to the chick you're with, but you're trying to smash, the guys would understand that. You know, even if you had to hurt us along the process, we would understand it.
Yeah.
But if you betray us,
yeah.
If you betray the boys,
Yeah, if you betray the boys, that's your clan. These are the people that are gonna be with you.
Motherfuckers
will
take a bullet for you.
They'll be with you through heartbreaks. They'll be with you through all this shit.
The ones that been with you through day one, your day ones
from day
right there.
One, from when you were single to when you were whatever.
Wait,
like that's what it is.
You remember the we use two codes. It's just like, all right, Edwin, don't lie.
Now don't lie.
Was I not with you last night? Were we not playing Call of Duty?
We were playing zombies.
Immediately, his brain better be like, yep, that's exactly what we were doing.
That's exactly what we were doing. 100%. We were sipping on some Coronas. I even took some selfies. And I have some pictures of us together at that 100%. Time, I'll go ahead and send it over.
100%.
Listen.
Yo.
There you go.
Yo, for real.
That day.
I just want you to know the shark is walking on land.
Shark is walking on land. That's the second one.
That's it, bro. Your brain, you better
so
turn that.
So that's when I call him and be like, listen.
Hey.
Shark is walking on land. Now listen.
That's it. That means everything else you better be
everything
lying
else
your
I'm
going
to say.
Everything else.
You better agree
you better lie
with whatever
your
I'm
fucking
saying.
Teeth.
Yeah. So that's guy code, right? So like, just like girls have that code. I've been in scenarios where I was a part of the girl code in the sense of like,
it happened.
I knew that she was like, her girls were lying for her.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I knew it. Like, I knew it. It's okay.
And it exists.
It's
it
okay.
exists.
It's fine.
But
it's totally fine.
It exists for a reason. There's a balance to this universe. There's a safety net. You know, you can't go too far on one end without the other. You know, there's good versus bad. There's a balance.
Yeah.
Men and women, they balance each other. The guys keep their boys in check.
Yep.
It's like, bro, you're simping. You're being a bitch. You're being a fucking pussy.
You're being a
She's
bitch.
She's treating you like a
you're
piece of
simping,
shit. And you're over here you're just smiling up. And saying, thank you, man. I have another. And the girls will be like, yo, he's treating you like shit. He's fucking 40 other females. And you're over here smiling, doing his laundry, making him sandwiches. It exists for a reason. If your friends don't like a person, your friends know you better than the other person. There exists some scenarios where your friends can be toxic, and that's a fault like on the person for you not realizing this. But your friends know you better than a new, brand new freaking love interest might know you.
Yeah.
So have your friends.
Like if you guys seen the previous episode, I asked DJ Don Julio, what was my toxic trait?
Mm-hmm.
He would know what my toxic traits are. Like these are things that if I was head over heels over some girl, he would be like, yo,
You fucking up.
Either I'm fucking up or she's fucking up and I'm allowing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's
so it's like they'll call. It'll work for us or for us in a way where it's like it'll work for us if our homeboys are calling out for our bullshit or if they're calling us for the girl that we're dating.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Because your friends could be can sense and see things in a perspective different from your own.
Yeah.
You're in a perspective is like, you know, lovey dovey, like you're completely head over heels. Like this person is your new life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your friends is just like, yo, homeboy, homegirl.
I don't know.
They don't rub me the right way.
I don't know. I got that vibe.
And there, maybe it's just like one person that might not rub them the right way. That's fine. But if it's like
every homeboy.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, and everybody's just like, If the thumb of approval was coming like this. Every single time.
7 out of 7, 6 out of 6,
yeah,
5 out of 5.
And then you feel like, you know what? Fuck that. Y'all not my friends. I got to separate myself from y'all. You fucking setting yourself up for a hurting later. And you're going to have
from
to
from your friends and.
Yes.
Because you isolate yourself. And then from that point, all you have is the girl that you're simping for.
Yes, exactly. You're only simping for that person. And guess what? She runs your life now because now you ain't even got no friends.
Yeah.
Or he runs your life now because guess what? Now you don't got no friends. So why? That's why we talk about like friendship is important between men and women.
Yeah.
It's important to have a guy's night the same way as it's important to have a girl's night.
Yeah.
It's important because that keeps you fucking level-headed.
Balance.
And it keeps your
balance.
Yeah, you're not only are you maintaining a friendship whenever, worst case scenario, that relationship doesn't work out. You still got your people there. Because the worst thing that you can do is you fucking break a tie with the boys or with the girls and now you're single. And now they don't want nothing to do with you because, yo, you fucking, at the first chance that you had, you fucking cut everybody up. Yeah. It's like, yo, this piece of shit only hits us up when he's single. Nah, fuck him.
Yeah.
Let's not invite him. I don't want to fucking chill with him.
Yep.
Let's not invite her. Let's not chill with her. She always bringing that person around. Like, it's the girl's night. Why she always bring her boyfriend around?
Yep.
It's a guy's night. Why he always bring his girl around?
Yep.
You know? But we only saying some real shit, bro. That's it. That's all we doing. With that being said, yo, follow us, subscribe, like,
subscribe.
Until next time.
Tell your family about us.
Peace.
Yo, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and introduce WTF Miami to your friends and family. We appreciate all of your support. Until next time, cheers.